those without covers or just little lacings of dough across are called open-faced pies. They were in my day.
Mm-hmm. What about cobbler?
About what?
Cobbler. Did you ever hear of apple cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we had that when we were boys.
What did that look like?
I don't remember. Seems to me it was, what do they call this? Oh, ever since that dreadful thing happened to me, no names escaped me. Some soft, gooey batter and the fruit. What do they call it? Cobbler? No. Oh, I can't think of the name of it. Well, we had it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you could pour over pie?
Made with cream or sugar and milk and what?
Well, just a sweet liquid, you know, maybe cream and sugar, something that you could pour over a pie.
Is part of the pie?
No, just something you can mix up to pour over.
Pour over it. Oh, don't know about that. I never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you call it a dressing or a dip or a sauce?
For a pie?
Uh-huh. Or pudding, just a sweet liquid mixture you could make to pour over.
I never knew of anything to be poured over a pie.
Mm-hmm. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Now we'd say a snack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they called it in the old days. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime it's unwise to do it.
if someone had a good appetite, you'd say, he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Did you ever hear the word victuals used?
Only among the colored and the illiterate.
How would they use that?
Same way, victuals. Not victuals, but victuals.
Uh-huh. And if dinner was on the table... and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and...
Well, at our house, we'd say, wait a minute, and let's say grace.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, be seated.
Okay. And if someone walked into the dining room, you'd say, won't you what down? Won't you...
join us or have dinner with us or have supper with us or whatever it is.
Or he's standing up, he'd say, won't you what down?
We'd just say, won't you have dinner with us, supper with us, what that. Then we'd proceed to find a seat for the and
uh-huh.
plate and eating implements for the person.
Would you say, won't you sit down or set down or what? How would you say that?
Won't you sit down?
Uh-huh. So you say, so then he went ahead and what down?
The person who was invited?
Uh-huh.
Well, he would just sit down and proceed to eat as the food was brought to him.
Uh-huh. But using the preterite of that word, you say, so then he...
ate.
Or you ask him to sit down and you'd say, so then he...
Then he sat down, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you'd say, nobody else was standing because they had all...
No, nobody else is standing what?
Was standing up because everybody had what down?
Had sat down.
Okay. And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes, say, are passed over to them, you tell them, now just go ahead and...
You about a person waiting for what?
Well, say if you have food on the table, I might tell you now... don't wait until everything's passed over to you. You just go ahead and...
Well, unless things were passed to me, we wouldn't have anything to eat.
Well, if they're sitting right in front of you,